You're listening to the audio production of Redemption, A Rebellious Spirit, A Praying Mother, and The Unlikely Path to Olympic Gold by Brian Clay with Joel Kilpatrick, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kelly Ryan Dolan.
Introduction. Every second, every centimeter counts in the decathlon. Blow an event once, and you just might hand your next closest competitor a ticket to the Olympic Games. It was 41 days before the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, China, and it seemed as if I was about to give away my only chance to get there. I had come into the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, a heavy favorite. But my performance so far was more junior Olympics than Olympic gold medalist. One more mistake, and I might as well count myself out of the Beijing Olympics altogether, missing the dream I had pursued most of my adult life. Not another 1992, I kept thinking. Please, God, don't let this be another 1992. The famous Dan and Dave decathlon debacle occurred during the 1992 trials. Dan O'Brien, a favorite to medal, had failed to get a score in the pole vault. He was the best decathlete at that time, and he'd had a good meet going until the pole vault. Then, that one bad event at trials caused his 1992 Olympic hopes to vanish. This came after a huge public relations campaign by Reebok, which broadcast Dan and Dave, Johnson, commercials all over television to elevate the competition between the two premier athletes leading up to the games. Even more painful was that just a few weeks after losing at the trials, Dan set a world record for points in a decathlon in France. His 8,891 points beat the Olympic gold medalist Robert Zmelik by 547 points. Any athlete knows this hard fact about the trials. It's all or nothing. U.S. track and field athletes have to place in the top three and meet the Olympic standards to go to the Olympics. Miss one or the other, and you won't go. Have an off day in just one event, and you probably won't go. That's why the U.S. Olympic team is widely considered the toughest team in the world to make. There are only three openings in each event, and athletes are not chosen by a prior ranking system. It doesn't matter how well you performed the previous month, the previous year, or over the course of your lifetime. You have to show up on that day and be the best. Period. Now, I might be humbled the same way that Dan O'Brien had been. My performance was far from what I had expected. I had gotten to Eugene a week early.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?